You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. President Trump has throttled back on travel and trade with Cuba. His announcement was made last Friday to a cheering crowd in Miami.
Therefore, effective immediately, I am canceling the last administration's completely one-sided deal with Cuba.
Among the business groups watching that announcement with intense interest, the Michigan Bean Commission, which produces the beans which are a staple of the Cuban diet. Joe Kramer is with us now. He's the executive director of the Michigan Bean Commission. Joe, what was at stake for Michigan's bean growers with the president's announcement last Friday?
Well, the island of Cuba has about, 11 million inhabitants that eat beans maybe a couple of times a day. So it's a incredibly attractive market to Michigan bean growers and in fact, U.S. bean growers. So to have that just 90 miles off our shore is just a natural fit for us.
And what did you hear on Friday from the president? I know it's just a few days after the announcement, but do you have a sense of how the Trump-Cuba policy might affect Michigan's bean growers?
Well, we've had an ongoing relationship with the Cuban government that dates back to the mid-90s, where some trade has actually been done, started out as a humanitarian effort. And so we've been really optimistic for many years that if we could figure out a way for the Cuban people to generate some income and be in a position to pay for beans, this is just a great opportunity for us. Friday's announcement feels like it sets us back a bit. But having said that, we've traveled to Cuba numerous times during the embargo on some special permitting out of the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, and it's been effective. We still need to figure out a way to move from dealing with the Cuban government to dealing with the private sector, and that's not been resolved. And in that particular piece, we probably went backwards on Friday.
Well, it is interesting because the president says he wants to take steps to ensure that investments flow directly to the people as opposed to the government. And I'm wondering if you have hopes that that will also hold true for trade.
Well, we do. We believe that long term, sustainable trade has to be done between the private sector and in both countries. Right. So in our case, it started out as a governmental relationship with our private sector. Yeah, that's continued for many years with several different bean-producing regions. But we believe that long-term, we need to get the Cuban people in a position to be able to pay their own bills. And the only way that was going to happen is if we could create some commerce with them through tourism, right? We need some Americans down there playing golf and hanging out at their resorts and spending some dollars and allowing them to get in a position to make some money so that they could buy our products.
And that certainly seems that door has been closed now. When we're hearing it will be organized educational groups that will be allowed to for Americans to travel there. I'm wondering what kind of trade Michigan bean growers have had historically up until this point with the Cuban market.
Everything that's been done up until this point was the result of President Clinton opening up that little loophole that allowed for some Michigan beans to flow to Cuba.
And what caused that? What was the source of that?
A hurricane back in the mid-90s that devastated the island and caused the administration at that time to want to care for those people. So there was a little opening for medicine and food, and beans fit the bill. Mostly black beans, some red beans, which are almost native to Michigan. We're the leading producer of black beans in the country. So we jumped on that opportunity. We did the business directly with the Cuban government, the purchasing arm of the government, and business, it went well. But it was very spotty. It wasn't ongoing business by any means. And we were competing with China most of the time, sometimes Argentina, but mostly China. So it wasn't wide margin sales, right? It was pretty tight sales. But it was important for us to get our foot in the door, demonstrate the high quality that we have. Logistically, we're certainly in a position to compete. So that got us started. We made began to develop some relationships there.
So, Joe, what happened under President Obama's more relaxed and broader policy with Cuba?
Well, we had the opportunity to travel there more freely. We could, when we got there, our cell phones worked. We had internet service. We had everything that we had here at home. So it was it just became a very easy place to go, easy place to get to, and we could communicate. Prior to that, we couldn't. So I don't know what's going to happen to those little pieces. Some of the language that I heard on Friday suggested maybe those things would stay in place. So we need a little bit of time to sort out exactly where the Trump administration wants to go with this. The jury's kind of still out for us as to what the total impact of these changes are going to be.
That's what I was wondering, if you see the door still somewhat open or whether you feel it's or fear it has been slammed shut.
Well, as we sit here this morning, right, the first business day after the announcement, we believe that there's still opportunity to travel there under certain permits. We assume that our phones will still work while we're there. We need a little bit of time to probably sort that out. But while we see it as a bit of a setback, we're not sure that it totally shuts the door.
Joe Kramer is the executive director of the Michigan Bean Commission. Joe, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.